I'll roll a 9.
East Carolina.
Let's go down and make an opening comment, and then take questions for the players first, please. Then we'll dismiss the players and finish the coach. Coach.
Well, I mean, needless to say, that's disappointing to get that close and, to have it slip away. But I thought our kids competed very hard the entire time. We came in here and we didn't back down, and I was very proud of their effort. And we're holding our head high. And last time I checked, this was a double elimination tournament, and you had to be beat twice. So we will bounce back.
Shane, could you just talk about, it looked like you had a tough time finding your control there in the ninth?
Anybody in D1 baseball can hit a fastball. I mean, it's all through, just didn't have it. Just didn't have control of it.
Steven, how do you guys bounce back for tomorrow? Get ready for obviously a pretty good Western Carolina team.
You know, just keep your heads up, and just jump on the mower and get confidence back.
Shane, when you were warming up, could you tell something maybe out of rhythm there, or did it just happen after you got to the main?
No, I mean, I felt great in the pen. I was just, some days you get in the pen, and other days it's a struggle. It was just a struggle. Mm-hmm. I thought I would be able to throw well. I thought I had it, and just came out, and definitely wasn't the atmosphere or anything, nothing like that. It was just a middle thing.
For any of the guys, if you could just address how much more painful it is to lose a game like this where it's right in your grasp and to have it slip away at the end, because I know that's got to be the tough, I can only assume that's the toughest way.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a tough loss. I mean, I'd rather lose by 10 and lose by 1. It's just, I mean, it's one of the things where it's a tough game. That's the way baseball is sometimes. It's a crazy game.
Can you talk about how you hit their closer?
I was just in two-strike mode and just trying to put the ball in play and just let things happen. That's all I did.
For us watching, that was about as wild a baseball game as any of us are ever going to see. What was it like to be involved in it?
It was great, man. That's what I call it, baseball is about, But sometimes you win, you lose. So, so somebody's got to lose. But it's a good game.
Steven, could you address the fact that now, in order to get out of this region, you guys have to win 3 straight?
That's going to be a tough task. We battle all season, so we're up for a challenge.
Hey, Shane, anybody else for the players? Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, guys.
You guys tomorrow. Questions for Coach, please?
What is it like trying to manage a game like that? That's so wild.
Well, I mean, it's, you just have to stay focused on the task at hand and not get caught up in the atmosphere. And, I thought our kids did a good job of that. I mean, we did some things during the course of that game that you can't do to beat a team like North Carolina, and I'm not talking about the last inning, and that's unfortunate. But I'll say this and go on the record for saying this about Shane Matthews. We would not be at this NCAA regional if it wasn't for Shane Matthews.
Can you talk about the decision to put Dale in there short?
Well, I mean, Dale's been, one of the things we felt like he is that he's been 95 to 100% defensively. He felt that way. Coaching staff felt that way. If I had to go back and do it again, I'd do the same thing.
How did y'all get North Carolina's pitching so much better today than y'all were able to during the Raiders?
Well, our guys, they're locked in a little bit now. I mean, I thought we swung the bat good yesterday against Western Carolina, and they've got a good approach. And this team has been up and down offensively all year, and hitting is so much of confidence. It's a good time to swing the bat well and have confidence, and I think that's what our guys are doing right now.
You mentioned you can't do some of these things and win a game like this. The errors, I guess, in particular.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make 4 errors against North Carolina, number 3 team in the country, and in their back at home. which is difficult. And I mean, they have a very good club. I mean, take nothing against North Carolina. I mean, they have a good. I mean, you know, we lost to a very good club, and but you know, you, it's tough to do it against a weaker opponent, but much less opponent like North Carolina, who's very good, because they're just looking for that window of opportunity, and when you give it to them, they're going to take advantage of it.
Did the period thereafter, you went ahead 5-1 there, and then there was a break where the pitching coach for North Carolina was thrown out. Did the delay there, then right after that you had a couple of errors, did the delay kind of throw off your momentum, you know what I'm trying to say?
I don't think so. I think there are things you just, you know, you overcome, and I don't think that had anything to do with the errors or anything else. We just didn't make the plays.
Anybody else for Coach? Okay, thank you, Coach.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.